B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so everybody's watching, everybody's talking about Tiger King. A lot of people are watching Tiger King because they like watching disasters. That's what it is. You like it. This is why a lot of those shows succeed. Those talk shows with a bunch of ratchet ass people and stuff, and the court shows. It's because people like seeing somebody who's in a worse position than they are. Like they're like,
man, I said that too. It makes you feel better about your own life.
100%.
Yeah.
Because no matter what's going on in your life, you're like, yo, at least I'm not
Could
friends with Joe Exotic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and so my wife was like, well, Melissa's been talking about it forever. And my wife started watching it over the weekend, and I didn't watch it from beginning to end, but I would go down and watch. Like every time I went down and she had it on, I would stay watching for a little bit because there is something about it that keeps you watching. Not because it's like this compelling storyline. It's almost just like, I got to see how much worse this gets. Yeah.
It's like a train wreck.
Yeah.
It's a train wreck where you have to see how bad it's going to be and how worse it's going to get.
Yeah. And like every person connected to it, you're like, this many disasters live around each other and they haven't accidentally blown themselves up? Well, there was that one girl who got her arm ripped off by a tiger and said, no,
yeah, I right back to work.
Yeah,
days
she's
later.
Like, I know I can get her reattached, but I'd rather go back to work with tigers. Hell no. But anyway, so I'm watching the show and at one point they show this dude and I'm like, you know, like when you have like one of those, like almost like a deja vu type of feeling with someone, and I'm looking and I'm like, why does that guy keep sticking out? Every time like he would go on and talk, I'm like, that guy looks mad familiar. Why does somebody on Tiger King look familiar to me? What are they're in Oklahoma. They're all like the whitest trash of the trash. They're the, like, I would never associate with somebody from Tiger King. Like there was, I don't think I'd even, only I'd run into, the only time I'd run into them would be like a gas station maybe. And I'm watching it, and every time he came on, I'm like, yo, I know this son of a bitch. I gotta figure out why I know him. And then finally it popped into my head. And I went on my Facebook and I started scrolling and I found the picture. And I immediately sent it to Melissa because I knew she'd be impressed by my connection to Tiger King. And it's,
I thought it was a joke. I thought you legit like superimposed yourself onto that photo because it looks like that at first.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a second.
It's because I'm so still. I look like a cardboard cutout.
Yes. Yes.
So it was a couple of years ago. I was at the King Richard's Fair. And if you've ever been to King Richard's Fair, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like, you know, like medieval and stuff like that. So I did it a couple years back and they had me come in and they had me host the joust and do stuff with like a falconer dude, which is cool. And they also said, hey, do you want to feed the world's largest land cat? And I was like, what do you mean by world's largest land cat? There's tigers and there's lions and there's cougars and there's, you know, jaguars and leopards. And they were like, well, it's a liger. It's a tiger lion combination. And I was like, hell yeah. So I get up on the stage. They do this presentation for the cat, showing how big it is and stuff. Like, they had this giant platform, and there was a guy up top with a big stick of meat, and the tiger got up on two hind legs just so you could see how big it was and stuff. And, you know, they were like, okay, come on, you're going to feed it now. So the guy brings me over, and he gives me a baby bottle of milk. And the tiger's on this platform, and it's just laying down. And I immediately look down, and I see that the tiger's, like, shackled to the platform. And I was like, hold on a second. I was like, you're going to have me feed this thing? It looks like you're trying to keep it back so it won't attack me. And the guy said, listen, just don't move. And I said, what do you mean don't move? I'm going to be feeding it a baby bottle. He goes, yes, but hold the bottle as still as possible. Don't pet the tiger. Don't look at it for too long. He's giving me all these rules. And I'm like,
and you stood there?
Pebbles, wait till I show you the picture. Like Melissa said, it looks fake because it does. I've never stood that still in my life before. I had a baby bottle in a tiger's mouth. All right? The biggest, a liger's mouth. By the way, the biggest land cat in the world. So anyway, the guy who was giving me all these instructions was Doc Antle.
Doc.
From the guy with the little like white, like beard thing in the middle of
with
his
ponytail
face. Yeah, who at the end he ended up getting raided too. He was kind of a piece of crap. Well, they're all pieces of crap on that show.
He's the one that had all of the wives or slash girlfriends, women working for
him.
And
by the way, one of the wives was in the picture too. So the picture is me, Doc, one of the wives. There's another guy who's in the back who you really can't see in the picture, but I'm going to send it. Melissa, can you put it up on the
Get Up Crew? It's already up right now.
All right.
Yep, it's already there.
Check it out on the Get Up Crew Facebook page. To see my connection to Tiger. I'm basically 1 degree separated from freaking Tiger King. It's crazy.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.